Back here at the halftime break, the Esack County boys trail the Humboldt Wildcats 6-0. And joining me, girls soccer head coach here at Esack County, Bob Babe. Your team falls 3-0. One of them's an own goal in there. Walk us through what you were seeing in that. I mean, a gritty effort from Thayer in net.
Yeah, Danae played pretty good tonight. They got a couple wide nets where Danae was off to one side, and they got it into the back of the net away from her, but definitely the own goal hurt us. And the whole first half, it seemed like they're a step faster than us. They just had a lot more energy than us.
You look at that own goal, you get to halftime. What's the message for your team on one of those? I mean, it's one of the most disheartening plays in soccer, I'm sure, as a team that's trying to find your footing in this game. You give up that own goal. What was the message to the team at the half as you guys only give up the 3 first half goals?
Well, on the own goal, we are always taught, and we talk about it every day, you do not kick towards a goal. Olivia's putting a play on the ball, and she used the inside foot to try to deflect it. Well, that put the ball right towards the net, but we just talked about that. It happens, and we moved on from there, but I just told the girls it's all about effort. We got to play like we want to be out there, a little bit harder, and get after the ball, and that's what we saw the second half.
To circle back to that own goal, I'm curious to hear what you tell Thayer about that in practice. I mean, that's something I don't really know how you practice that with her, but what are some of the pointers you give her? I mean, you see it periodically in soccer games, so it's something that you prepare her for.
Yeah, so Danae's, she's always communicating with her defenders, and normally she would call that ball. Whether or not she called it, I couldn't tell from where I was at, but the defense was doing their job. They're trying to knock down a crossed ball so there wasn't a shot on the back post.
And then you look at your team's effort as you get into the second half, chatting here with head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer, and you look at your second half effort. It seemed like the team was playing on a different level in the second half than they were in the first half. Give us some of your thoughts on that. Some chances that weren't there in the first half came available in the second half.
And just like what we talked about at halftime, just giving that extra effort, beating them to the ball, challenging them when they do have the ball. And we stepped up our game that second half, and that's much like what I thought the whole game would be like. We limited their looks, and we had a lot of looks ourselves. We definitely controlled the second half, I felt. And if we would have had a little bit of that effort the first half, who knows how that game would have turned out.
So we turn our attention to Kenna Meyer. She had a couple of goals, near misses, similar to Luke Wright, what he had last week for the boys' team. I mean, what do you tell a player like that? I mean, if you move any of those shots a foot, maybe two, they're finding the back of the net. She didn't find it. It was one of those tough nights for her. What do you tell a player like that that's close but not close enough?
Just keep shooting. I need Kenna to get 5 to 10 shots every game, and she'll get it in there. She knows what she does wrong. A lot of times she pulls her shoulders back, or she just doesn't get her foot under the ball correctly, and stuff like that. And she makes the game adjustments herself throughout the game. She understands what she does wrong. But they held her to 4 shots tonight, and she had a couple really nice shots. She just didn't get them in the net.
And now your team switches gears. Coming up Friday, you've got Greene County. Give us some of your early thoughts on that. This is kind of one of those weird games. We talked about it in pregame where record's not a focus. How do you approach a game where you're playing them Friday and then you're playing them for all the marbles coming up on Monday?
I definitely don't want to show them too much Friday night. We're going to keep it very basic. Our corner kicks, we're just going to kind of center the ball. We're not going to run any of our plays. Same thing with the opening kickoffs and maybe our free kicks. We're not going to show them anything special. We're just going to go out and put the ball back into play. I just don't want them to have the weekend to prepare for any of our stuff.
And then last question, kind of piggybacking off that. I don't quite know how to ask this, but how do you motivate your team going into a game like that? You know, it's one of those weird games where you're not pulling out all the stops because you know you've got them 4 days removed. I mean, what's the huddle, the pregame, the lead-in to that game kind of look like for the team?
Our girls, they want to win this game. We've been talking about it. Greene County hasn't gotten us since our first season. And the team this year, they don't want Greene County to get that win. They want to keep that win streak against Greene County going. and they have the opportunity now in this weekend to get two more wins in that win streak against Green County. So that's their motivation.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Tough one tonight. We'll catch up with you again on Friday.
Yep, thanks a lot.